Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, you can indeed contact us anytime on our social channels or at rmworldtravel.com. Thank you, as always, Craig. It is time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and for the next 10 minutes, we're headed to London to connect with WTTC CEO Julia Simpson, and we're sponsored by Hilton.
And all of you regular listeners know that we believe it matters where you stay, and whether you're on the move for vacation or business, or maybe it's solo or with a group, with nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations that are going to basically meet your every need.
Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. They're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels, and we think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, well, it's the best out there. Whether it's exploring a new or familiar city, traveling with family, friends, or even your pets, or conducting important business, folks, it's Hilton for the stay. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com right on the homepage.
All right. Well, London has been the center of world happenings the past 8 or 9 days now. Monday, it's going to be front and center again as Queen Elizabeth is laid to rest. And with London on our mind, we invited Julia Simpson, the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council, to join us. She's based in London. Let's get right to her on that show hotline as we talk world travel for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, Julia.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Well, nice to hear your voice this morning for us, the afternoon for you. So Mary is correct. London has been front and center since September 6th, 11 days ago, when Liz Truss became the UK's new prime minister. Then 2 days later, Queen Elizabeth II passed at her home in Scotland, and King Charles III began his reign. On Monday, the Queen will be laid to rest, as only the royals can do. Finding a hotel is next to impossible in London right now. I've seen reports that over 1 million people are descending on London. So before we get into some specifics on travel, Julia, what's it like in your city this weekend?
Well, thank you so much, Robert and Mary, for inviting me onto your program. It is a great program, and I always enjoy listening to it when I'm in the US. Yeah, talking about London, it's been a really, really moving experience. Our Queen Elizabeth II, as you know, was on the throne for 70 years. And I think she went through 14 prime ministers and nearly as many U.S. presidents, not quite as many as that. So for people globally, she just represented one of those figures that's been with all of us for a very, very long time. As a young girl, she was involved in the Second World War, driving and repairing jeeps, obviously not on the front line, but in the auxiliary force back at home. So we're all steeped in, quite a lot of deep sort of thoughts and memories. I think for a lot of people, it takes people back to their own families, maybe some recent grief that they've had. But more than anything, I think it was her steadfastness. The fact that she always remains completely impartial and unpolitical, but through the good times and the bad times, she was always there for the British people and more broadly around the world.
Right. She was very visible, and steadfastness is absolutely I think that best describes her, and also being able to stay out of the political part. What an example she set. And Julia, since I'm half English, I'll certainly be up at 6 a.m. Eastern time watching the services for the Queen on Monday. I think a lot of people will. I do want to stay in the UK for just a minute with you, Julia, and get your input on an important economic matter. The British pound reached a level against the U.S. dollar not seen since 1985 this week. It's expected it could reach parity with the dollar in the weeks ahead. We know the euro is already on parity with the U.S. dollar. Two developments, Julia, that were hard to imagine just a few years ago. A strong dollar means it's cheaper for Americans to travel abroad. So that's a great market. But conversely, it means it's a bit more challenging for Brits and Europeans to travel. I'm curious to get your thoughts on that and how it may impact travel this fall and holiday season, Julia.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I think the whole sort of macroeconomics are up in the air, if I may say it like that, at the moment. Partially because of the dreadful war that we're seeing in the Ukraine and the choking off of energy supplies across Europe, and that's also impacting in the UK. It's meant that we're seeing inflation, and I know you've got a lot of inflation in the US as well. I was looking at the numbers the other day.
Yeah, they're not good here.
Inflation, and it's also affecting, as you say, the value of our currencies. Yes, it is a great time for wonderful American visitors to visit the UK, see London and Scotland and Ireland and Wales, and of course the rest of Europe. But it will be a bit pricier for international visitors visiting the US. And that's after a little bit of a faltering start for the US in terms of welcoming again international visitors. As you know, the US retained its antigen testing a little bit longer than other countries, so yeah, people were not able, or they felt sort of put off from visiting. So we're actually expecting international visitors to the US to get back to the 2019 levels in a couple of years' time. Mm-hmm. And of course, airline fares are now more expensive because the jet fuel that goes fires over airplanes has gone up significantly, and labor costs have gone up. So you're right. The real pressure on for people visiting the States.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, Mary's got a good friend that lives in Germany. There is this big concern about what Russia's doing with Ukraine, especially with the gas lines. You know, actually, Mary and I, we're going to be taking the show to Italy, France, and Spain in late October, November as part of our big Let's Go America tour. Right now, we've got a live broadcast scheduled from Rome on November 5th, and then the Seabourn Ovation in Palma de Mallorca on November 12th, and it's something we're certainly monitoring. But I want to take you to Asia. For weeks, we've been reporting the good news about Japan reopening. There's still some hot spots, you know, with coronavirus in parts of Asia. The crash of crypto has had an impact on Singapore as well. But Asia is such an important market for travel that's really been offline and unpredictable since 2020. Do you think 2023 is going to be the year that we see a big rebound there?
I most certainly do. I think when China reopens, probably next year, it will recharge that whole area. And you're right, while Japan has opened, it's opened only half a door. They're only accepting 20,000 visitors a day, which may sound a lot numerically, but that's far short from where they've used to be. So the whole of Asia Pacific is like a kind of a sleeping tiger at the moment. But the predictions are incredible. In fact, the USA is the largest travel and tourism market in the world. But in the next 10 years, by 2032, we're expecting to see China overtake the US. Hmm. So that's an indication of what's going to be happening. Interestingly, we also think business travel that has come back by 40% this year, which is great news for everybody. But business travel will accelerate faster in Asia Pacific than it will in any of the more already developed economies.
That's interesting. That's a very interesting point.
Julia, before we run out of time, we did see a report from the WTTC earlier in the week discussing U.S. travel, as our country has experienced a pretty good rebound in travel from the pandemic overall. And your report affirms the U.S. as the world's biggest and most powerful, and I'm quoting, travel and tourism market. Any quick thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, it's come back 20% this year over last year. It's worth $1.27 trillion. It's nearly representing 9% of the U.S. economy, and it is growing at almost double the rate of the U.S. economy. So if the U.S. economy is expected to grow 2% year on year, we are expecting to see travel and tourism grow by 4%. So I really hope that politicians and policymakers realize this is a very powerful sector, and it's an engine for jobs and well-being for the American people.
Well, they travel and tourism around the world, certainly is. And I do think
that with labor shortages and everything, there are plenty of jobs in travel and tourism.
And I think the pandemic has taught everybody that. I mean, as we travel around the country, we certainly have heard that more and more people realize, hey, listen, it's not just the airlines or the hotel rooms, but it's all the ancillary businesses that support this. Really quick, I just really want maybe a 15, 20 second answer on this, because we're running out of time. Is there a good buzz right now for Liz Truss and a lot of support behind her as she takes on all the things for Great Britain as Prime Minister?
Yes, there is a really, really good feel behind her, actually. She looks like a person who wants to do business. She's very, very serious. She's got a lot in her in tray, but I think she's going to do very well.
Yeah, we hope so. We're certainly wishing her well as well. Well, Julia, always nice to connect with you. Monday will certainly be a historic day there in London. We hope, you know, to visit you, frankly, in person next time we're in your city. And we hope you have a really nice weekend, okay?
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
As always, Julia, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, Julia Simpson, WTTC, and Monday is a big day there in the UK, everything going on. Folks, right now we need to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Show friend Andy Pastor is coming up in a few minutes. He wants to share an important safety story involving Denver International Airport. You're going to want to stick around for that. But next, Alina Disick is going to check in to talk luxury picnic fine dining. We thank you for spending 120 minutes with us today. There are still 90 minutes to go in the show. We're going to get to it immediately following these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.